Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start with the program right away. Welcome to another special edition of The Absolute Truth, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the one and only. Whoops, no, that's somebody else's line. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have. Hello? I'm going through this again. Sean, are you there? Hello, Sean?
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me, but I couldn't hear you. Oh, well.
Wow. Maybe there's a mute button on there that you're not able to hear through.
Maybe, or maybe I'm just getting deaf and old. Oh, well.
Maybe.
You know what? It's time to piss some people off tonight. What do you think?
Well, might as well. It is Monday night.
And we normally do the shows on Sundays, like we did yesterday. Well, yesterday was so impact, so intense, and it was so much. We decided to give you guys another show, another time to everybody to let out their opinions and their thoughts, because something happened earlier today. A bombshell, I should say. And on social media, it is going crazy even till right now. I know Sean Black is on social media, but trust me, it is mind-boggling. It is so funny. It is just insane.
Yes, I've seen on the news the kind of craziness that's been happening with Rachel Dolezal. That name resonates throughout society since for the last week or so, and now it has gotten even higher attention because of what happened today.
Yes. Well, she's supposed to have a press conference earlier today to talk about her situation and her race issue. But instead, she decided to drop a bombshell on us and, quote-unquote, resign from the NAACP.
In other words, she quit.
She quit. She
yes.
Packed her bag. She took the hee-haw. She said, sayonara.
Adios, Alvita Zane.
Yes. Oh, and once again, the number to call, ladies and gentlemen, is 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. All right, here we go. This is my first question. I have like 10 questions to ask you, Mr. Sean Black.
Okay.
Did she do the right thing or not?
I believe. First off, she misrepresented herself by actually giving off the idea during this entire time that she may have not been the race that she portrayed. So as far as that being the right thing for her to do, she had no choice. Basically, by putting her foot in her mouth with the interview that was done a few days ago, and when she was asked if she was African-American, there were two interviews that I remember seeing. One where she was asked, and she kind of, I don't know how to answer that question. And then she kind of walked away. And then she said, well, what is it like to be white? You know, and then she walked off. And then the next interview that she did, we heard the infamous answer that she gave, that she doesn't qualify herself as African-American. She considers herself black. In this sense, the NAACP is an organization to help the colored people that they help out within the communities out there, which is in the name, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. The problem with that is I don't believe there's been any issue with anybody who is not African-American helping out any chapter. So I don't believe that was an issue.
Okay. So what do you think the issue is then?
The issue, I believe, is with her and the things that happened within her family. There was a big divide between her family, as we stated yesterday during the show, that she has four adopted brothers and sisters. Two of them are African-American. The youngest did an interview and basically said that she has done a lot of really good things within the organization. The issue is she went about it the wrong way by basically lying about who she was and what she was. And it kind of kills any good that you're going to do is going to basically be destroyed based on the fact that you went and portrayed yourself a completely different way. Then you have the societal issues where how could somebody dupe us into letting us know that they are a particular race? And then with all of the other things that happened behind that, it's just a giant Pandora's box that was opened throughout this entire situation.
Well, she did her studies on African-American, African culture or black culture, whatever she was studying.
Yes,
so she
did.
Had some knowledge of it, right?
Yeah.
And she probably
had very knowledgeable about the subject.
Compared to a lot of us, I cannot say I know a lot about it because I have not studied it. So she knows a lot more, so she can be a somewhat of a leader to help out the black community or whatever she did. I don't know. I try to find the right, correct term, African community or black community or whatever.
Yes. And the issue inherent, first of all, there's a bigger issue that is involved. The big issue is what happened within her life as either a child or a teenager that she felt the need that she associated herself so much with another race that she felt comfortable enough to actually portray herself as anything other than her own race. That's one thing. Number two, we also know that there were a lot of family issues involved. And the thing that a lot of people are also pulling to is, if you remember, she actually said that she was a victim of a hate crime, bringing that along the lines of her being an African-American person, being involved in a hate crime, and you're not African-American. So where does this come from? There's a lot of psychological issues that have to be dealt with, even more so before we get anywhere else with that.
Maybe it did happen to her. We don't know why she was portraying to be black. Maybe it did happen to her. And she felt like, wow, this is what we go through every day? Some white people don't understand what we go through every day. Some of them do, but overall, we have experienced it all the time, even to this day.
Yes.
I'm sick and tired of talking about racism, but racism seems to take like a different turn every week.
And it's always something completely new, something that you don't even think about, and it happens.
Not at all. So, for her to say that she's been through a hate crime, I could understand that at her point of view to a certain degree, of course. At least she's seen like outside of the story what we've been through. Is it true what she did? I don't know. Once again, there's a lot more to the story that we probably will ever know. Well, do you think she was a fraud and a liar overall?
Oh, without question. Now, this is my feeling on this. As a person of African-American descent, I also have lots of – I'll break down some of my background of different races. I have German on my father's side way, 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 way down the line. I have Irish in my race. I have a lot of West Indian in my heritage. And I don't identify myself as being German or being if any of the other cultures involved in my upbringing as far as where the genealogy comes from for me. I just identify with the fact that I am African American. I have a lighter toned skin tone. And being African-American, I identify with that and everything that goes through it. That is part of my genealogy. And in that sense, I can't say I know the plight of the German or I know the plight of the Irish, because although I have that in me, I can't identify with that. I've never lived within that society. And as a person growing up, you can only identify with what you're familiar with. If she grew up around a particular upbringing or a particular race, and that's all you know, you can identify with that without saying that that is exactly who you are. And there are way too many African Americans that have gone through so many things in the past, and I'm talking about from the 60s and the 70s and back in the 50s and 40s, that have gone through so many different painful ideology clashes, so many racist things happening, not being able to get jobs, not being able to get decent housing, those kinds of things, that there are white people in society that will probably never understand that plight. Maybe there are, from their sense, we won't know. But comparing that to being somebody who is mimicking themselves as being African American, I don't know if you can actually identify that plight with somebody that has actually gone through it and then say you were a victim of a hate crime.
Well, obviously, something went down in her lifestyle for her to portray this type of lifestyle. Because back in 2002, she sued Howard University for racial discrimination. Excuse me, I'm so tired.
Racial you need your cranberry juice, don't you?
Yes, I need my cranberry juice. Racial discrimination.
Yes.
Imagine a white person suing a black school because they won't let her in.
Exactly.
Is that insane? Maybe that was part of the turning point for her to, like, you know what? You won't let me in because I'm white. You probably will let me in if I become black. And from there, maybe she started to study the history more and more, and she transformed herself into black.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, is to try and transform yourself into another race. Imagine, I'll try to put it in a different way that would probably make somebody, like, cross, you know, just like, knock their head on a wall. Imagine somebody identifying themselves with being Asian American and saying, you know, I've always been Asian American, I'm an Asian American, and you are, let's say, Hispanic. Different facial features, different skin tone, different vocal tonality in how you pronounce words or how you speak particular way depending on how you were raised or the neighborhood you grew up in. How would you portray yourself with that without the physical characteristics of somebody that would be Asian American? That would be very hard to prove. Same thing with this Rachel Dolezal. How would she prove to everybody else that she's African American? That's the thing that people can't seem to switch that light on and figure out.
Well, what's the problem? It's her life. She could do whatever she wants to do. Obviously, she did, from what I read, a lot more good than harm. If anything, she harmed is just herself. Because apparently, she has some mental issues.
Yes.
So why the public so outraged about a white woman lying or / trying to be black?
I'll tell you why. There is a deep-seated notion in society where there are a lot of African Americans that are trying to get really good jobs, trying to be looked as somebody that has the content of character is going to carry them in the job market, in the workplace, financially, in different jobs, trying to get money, trying to do those kinds of things. And when you see basically an organization that is there for the betterment of African Americans in the entire United States, and in some instances worldwide, that somebody would lie about who they are to better identify themselves to get the job and work within that job. And I believe that is basically what has turned this entire ideology behind it and is led a firestorm throughout social media. Twitter is blown up. Facebook is blown up. A lot of other social media networks I looked at online is like, they broke the internet. Forget Kim Kardashian. This has broken the internet. And
because God forbid, the black race starts to grow again.
And see, this is where a lot of people are very angry with the situation, because they, one, they feel duped. Two is also the fact that it's another job, so to speak, that was lost out to a white person. This is how a lot of African Americans feel in the workplace, is that there are people that can help out and do things in the job space. They can go ahead and try to do things that they want to do and advance themselves and in the eyes of a lot of people of their race. Because there's a notion in the African American community that when you get a job and you get a high paying job, or you get a job further up, you have the responsibility of your entire race to pull behind you. And if somebody that considers themselves African American has lied about their race and has gotten that particular job, then what happens in the eyes of the people that wanted that job? Then you have something to think about.
We have a caller on the line. Caller?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey, Rodney. This is Francine.
Hey, Francine. What's going on? Well, what's on your mind?
I'm listening to the show, and I remember hearing when the story first broke about this woman and saying that she was black. And, you know, you've seen old pictures of her and her family saying that she's not black, she's actually a white woman. And I think the uproar about all of this is you don't hear about white women pretending to be black. They might want to look like them, but you never hear about being, you know, in the sense of saying I'm a black woman, when in all actuality they're white. I'm sorry. The host name, what is his name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, Sean Black.
Yes.
Sean Black, yes. You mentioned about the negativity that's coming from what she was trying to do, but because she lied about who she was.
Yes.
I agree with you, because it's like she did a great thing, but she started it with a lie.
Exactly.
And people can't see past that. It's like you were doing a great job at what you were doing to help African Americans, but you lied to do it. So how can we trust you?
Exactly.
Okay, understand that, Francine, but there's a reason why she lied. Well, she wants a job. I'm not making excuses for her in general. I'm trying to see her point, her side. Maybe, like, you know what, I can't get a job as a white person, let me try to get a job as a black person. It's like there's someone started somehow for this transformation to become. I don't think she woke up in the morning, hey, you know what, I feel like I want to be a black person today, you know. Something about to happen. Whether within her family or her mental illness, something must have happened for her to stop that lie. And once she got away with that first lie, once you lie once, you know how it is.
You got to keep lying.
Cheat, and a man lies to you, he going to continue with that lie. You cannot go back and change the story. So once you lie once, you got to continue that lying. And I think that's what she did, in my opinion. But go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've seen a picture with her and some little black children and a black man. I don't know if this was her husband or maybe extended family. Do you know?
I think the picture that you're talking about is it's a picture with a bald-headed African-American man that she's standing next to. She's claiming that person is a person that she considers her father. And she stated that more than once. Even though her biological father and mother have already talked on the news, CNN, the Today Show, I believe Good Morning America, and have explained. She has German. I believe she has some Dutch. She has some Native American in her nationality. But there is no African-American descent in her. And there are a lot of pictures that have shown her when she was a teenager. I believe she was 16 or 17 years old.
Yes.
And she is, as they say, white as the new driven snow from the picture compared to what she looks like today.
Look like now. I agree.
All right. Now, I have Milton X. Of course, Milton X have to call in and state in his opinion. Milton X, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, the reason why, first of all, I'm kind of getting tired of this relationship already. Mentally, I'm kind of done with her now. And especially when it comes across the news that in 2002, she's taken the Howard University court for racial discrimination against white people. So basically, in 2002, it was okay for her to be white. Now, in 2014, 2015, she's black all of a sudden. I find that highly condescending. And also, number two, well, what good things has she done at the NAACP? Do we really know? She could just be pushing pencils for all we know. Who knows what she did? And like Sean Black said yesterday,
she's like 2% black.
I can't hear.
Oh, sorry. My point is, let me speak louder.
Okay.
I need to know what good things has she done?
She spoke on behalf of the black community. She had been in protest for the black community.
What she do?
You know what, bud?
In other words, useless protest, basically.
A lot of people have not done that. Our own people have not done what she have done. So you have to give a credit.
Protest?
Hey, have you protested? Have you protested? No, to that. Have you done any protests?
No.
Good for you, but there's a lot of black there are brothers and sisters out there who's just sitting at home doing nothing.
But
and at least it's at least she's doing something.
It's not tangible action. It's not a tangible action. It's just attention getting more than anything else. It's looking at me out here walking around with my hands up in the air, you know, taking pictures and things of that nature. Taking selfies. That's
not like supremacy. All right, Milton S. Hold on 1 minute. Chris, you're on the line now. Chris?
Who?
Hello?
I have another caller.
I can't
this
hear
is
him.
Corinne.
Oh, Corinne. Ooh, gosh. Never
Shut
mind.
Up.
Hi, Corinne.
Shut up. Just shut up. Disrespectfulness, I tell you.
Oh, boy.
All right, Corinne, what's your input so far?
Oh, God, where do you even begin? Where can you begin?
Begin at the beginning and talk slowly.
I feel it's a catch-22, you know. Here's this white woman that assimilated herself into black culture and all things black, and it could have been turned into a positive if she would have just been up front with who she was and accepted who she was. And if she would have accepted who she was, then her passion for black culture and wanting to help would have seemed more genuine. It would have been taken a lot more.
It would
but
have actually been much more authentic either.
Exactly.
And respected.
Exactly. So I think now with this whole quote-unquote blackface is the best way to put it.
Okay.
I don't think,
No, I was agreeing. Yes, blackface.
Exactly. I don't think that, it's like I said yesterday, it's going to be taken as a joke. Because here she was, had the opportunity to make such a difference, especially, you know, where she was at and what she was doing to be a change and look at it. It's like it blew up in her face, it blew up in the people that she trusted face, you know, her family's in disarray. Everything that she worked hard for was not...
The same goes. What you do in the dark comes in the light.
Comes to light. Say it again. Say it again.
What you do in the dark will come out in the light.
Yeah.
I want
that's
your autograph after the show.
Yes. That, you know what? That should be on a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Copyright that.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I have another caller on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me? It's Lexi.
Oh, Lexi, okay. Milton S., call back in a few minutes, all right?
In a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
I'll be back on here. Trust me.
Okay, I'm trying to make room for everybody, okay? All right, thank you, Milton X.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
All right. All right, Lexi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, we got Lexi, we got Corinne, we got Francine, Sean Black, and the Hot Rod. So, Lexi, what's your input on this?
On the whole Rachel Dolezal situation?
You went crazy on social media. you was praising this lady like she was God or something for the last couple of days.
Who, me? I was praising her?
You were talking about her on Facebook.
No, definitely was not praising her. First of all, I feel like she's a pathological liar. I feel like she should have criminal charges brought up against her for those fake hate crime reports. I just feel like there was no need. Like, honestly, at the end of the day, her quote-unquote passion for racial and social injustice could have been, like, she could have used her white privilege to help people, black people, colored people, anybody that deals with injustice. Like, she didn't have to be, like, act like she was black. Like, she could have been an ally for that NAACP chapter as a white woman. Like, she didn't have to, you know, perpetrate and trivialize and, you know, profit off of a marginalized group. Like, my issue is, as a black woman, she made money off of stories that probably I haven't even experienced. You know what I mean? Like, she acted like she grew up in a teepee and this and that. Like, she was discriminated against. She wasn't. And it's just kind of like, it's another form of white privilege. Like, she can just hop in and out of blackness, like, that she wants,
yeah,
or what she looks at on YouTube or TV or whatever. Her blackness was basically brought up with hairstyles and civil rights, quoting civil rights leaders. That's pretty much it. And my thing is, at the end of the day, and I'm not taking away the work that she did with the NAACP chapter, because she put up this play for 10 years, so I can't say that all of it was invalid or irrelevant, but I'm just saying she could have portrayed herself as a white woman, and it would have been even more valid. She could have, you know, like, been a voice for the NAACP chapter in Spokane and talked to the white community about things that happened, you know, to black people in that community in particular, but then also around the world. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that she's delusional. She likes to be a victim, because apparently there's a new, you know, story out that she had a lawsuit against Howard University as a white woman. She filed a discrimination lawsuit as a white woman, and then she has these allegations of hate crimes as a black woman. So this woman just wants to be a victim. It's not even about, like, race or whatever. She just wants to be a victim, and it is sickening to me as a black woman, especially in this day and age when young black people or any black person in general are being shot and killed, like, it's open season, and you... This is play to you. She dresses up and just plays like she's a, like, this is pretending.
And
like,
it also, I think, in the long run, it desensitizes the plight that a lot of African Americans have had. Not just African Americans, but African American women who have a big enough struggle as it is to try to just go through everyday life and get the exact same treatment that they deserve to get. And something like this will set it back a long ways.
Exactly, because, like, the thing is, she was being paid for her speeches about her experience as a black woman. She was being paid as a professor of Africana studies as a black woman. Like, you don't get that. Like, first of all, we rarely even get our stories told. Like, even half the time when black women are fighting for black men, you turn it around, ain't nobody riding for us like we riding for them. Like, it's just kind of like we don't have the same support. And so for some white woman to come up in here in blackface and perm her hair and act like she's one of us and is the president of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington, it's just like she profited in progress off the plight that she knows nothing about. My thing is, if she looked like that at the end of the day, like, because I'm not saying that there are not white women who can look like that with curly, you know, thick curly hair with olive skin, whatever. If she looked like that for real, and really experienced these experiences that she dealt with, I would not have an issue with her. My issue is that she's a pathological liar. She is a liar, and that's it.
Yep, I agree.
Mic drop.
You know what?
Yes, mic drops all over the place today.
But you know what? I kind of want to go back to something that Rodney said early, and about her lying initially to possibly get the job. Now, that may be where it all stemmed from, and she had to carry out the lie. So that's illegal.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Listen, but you told me that someone in the NAACP did not know about this secret. I bet you one or two people knew who she really was, but let it slide.
I feel like they ignored it. I'm sure they ignored it because I was actually reading, there's a BuzzFeed article that really broke down how this was exposed, because a lot of people are saying her parents exposed it. Her parents did not expose this. Her parents were approached by reporters. Her parents were called by people investigating this already. They did not call the media. They did not call anybody. They knew that she was the president of the NAACP chapter in Spokane. They knew that. They knew her whereabouts. They knew what she was doing for the past 37 years of her life. Like, that's her daughter. They're not idiots, but they exposed it because they were approached. Now, the BuzzFeed article that I read.
No, is Kate over there? It's Kate.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey there, how you doing?
We have to get a mail
going, guys.
Go ahead, Kato.
Well, okay. From the perspective that I've received and from what I've read, number one, the NAACP, as long as it's been an institution since 1909, founded by W.E.B. Du Bois, this is the thing. There have been many white support. Now, however,
there were white founders.
Yeah, there were white founders along with W.E.B. Du Bois. There were many of them. And when it comes to Rachel, my thing is this. If you wanted to do something for the NAACP, at least be honest and true about
exactly.
who you are. There is no way
exactly.
that you should be sitting there and, you know, pretending to be something that you're not. Because to say that you know what you've been through, going ahead and suing a historical black college for discrimination, that made no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
And however, as, you know, and so many other things that she did. I mean, I'm not going to say like this, okay, she didn't do she didn't do good. She did good, but she should have done it in a more honest way. If you want to help out the NAACP, you can help it, but be true to who you are. There is no need for you to curl your hair and try to be black.
But here's the thing. Can we really say that she did good? Because it was under the guise of deception. Like, she can't really do good because people, like, she was mentoring young black kids about, like, being black and, like, how she understood. You can't relate. Like, no, that's not good. That's deception. They probably need to go to therapy now.
Exactly. Because this is where the deception lies. This is where the deception lies. I mean, let's face it. Like you said earlier, like Sean said it earlier, and so did Rodney. Can we as a people go ahead and describe and to disguise ourselves as Asian American? No.
No.
Can we go
ahead?
It's
a white privilege that they have.
Right.
They can do that. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they could do whatever they want. And it's been known through history that they've done whatever they want. They've described themselves, you know, to disguise themselves as black. I mean, there has been, I'm not going to say all of them do it, but there have been some whites who grew up in an all black environment. So they identify with the black culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it
does. But have they gone so far as to make themselves black? Like, I know
exactly.
a lot of, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of white people who grew up in a black environment,
yeah,
but they know
they
they're white. They don't act like they're black. They don't do
exactly.
blackface ever for the past 10 years of their lives.
You don't
perm
see
their hair.
Do.
They don't do that.
They stay white.
No.
To who they are.
Yeah. Right, so
what is
today, today on my job, I can't say where I work at, we had a lady that came in with dreadlocks, a white lady with dreadlocks. And I thought,
now
laughing. You know, I could not tell the person why I'm laughing, but like, okay, is she a Rastafari? Is she a racial now? Is she trying to become a Jamaican now? Because if you see someone with dreadlocks, you're assuming that person's Jamaican. So
exactly. That's the perception
that
they have.
Jamaica? Or does she love to smoke weed? Or she just copying us? You know, it's a question you have to ask all the time. Rastafari. Well, carry on.
Well, you know what? To say something, to add something to it, I mean, like in the 1970s, many whites, when they saw a lot of black people wearing afros and stuff, they went and permed their hair to get these curly afros.
Well, everyone wants to be black.
Yeah, everyone wants to be black. I mean, I see more white boys wearing fades more than me.
Mm-hmm. Everybody so, wants to be black. It's just like nobody actually
until you get stopped by the cop.
Black.
Until because my
until you
thing
get stopped
is
by the cop.
Yes. Until you get stopped by exactly until you get stopped by the cop. So you cannot identify.
Then all bets are off.
Then all bets are off. Exactly. But you know, my thing is this: be true to who you are. I mean, okay, it's all right to love the black culture. You can love it. Hey, we're welcome. But don't try to steal something from us and turn it into your own. Don't try to come out there and with the hair and the melanin. No, stay true to who you are. There's no need to be fake about it. I mean, she deceived a lot of people.
Yes.
She deceived everyone.
She needs help. She really needs
criminal charges brought up against her. That's what she needs.
Well, that too. But then at the end of the day, we're going to have to pay for herself.
Exactly. At the end of the day, you know, get therapy because you deceived a lot of people. I mean, the people that worked around you, you know, they think that you're black, but it makes no sense. That whole thing made no sense. Yeah.
So let me start with Francine, then the rest of you guys can answer. Do you think Rachel is racist towards white people?
That's a good question.
It sounds like somebody that has self-hate for themselves and for whatever their upbringing was. Because what people don't realize, at 37 years old, she was born and raised in Montana in affluence. So she had money growing up. Her parents were well off. So it's not like she was really hurting from that sense. And from a younger age, as we stated before, that her parents adopted four children, two of them African American. And I think on that level, maybe she saw the way the parents interacted with the two African-American kids. And maybe she saw a different type of attention that she might have been craving that she wasn't getting normally.
Exactly.
And that's where I think
a lot of that came from.
Yeah.
I just feel like, in general, she wants attention as a white woman or as a black woman or whatever she wants to make herself into. We saw from that lawsuit, She feels like she's always being a victim. She plays into this victim mentality and is like, you're not a victim of anything. You came from affluence. You are a white blonde woman in America. Like, you are not a victim of anything. And I feel like she wants attention. And that's sick. And it's sick to me that she decided to perpetrate black womanhood, play this victim. And it's really frustrating because there are plenty of black women, you know, myself included, who have to really deal with the stigma, you know, being black and woman and not having support and all this other stuff. Being, you know, I've never had hate crimes done against me personally, but
I hate you.
that it could happen or discrimination against from men in general or not supported. And oh my gosh, did you guys see? I don't know. I posted on Instagram about her. She was trolling Tyrese, talking about Tyrese. What did he say? He said that black women are too independent, and he says
that's the reason why he's single, or something along those lines.
Or is that his preamble to dating a white woman? It's like, girl. Are you kidding? Like,
I actually do have the letter that she put up on Facebook to, I guess, explain what she was going to do. And maybe this will shed some light into her thinking.
That NAACP thing that she put
up? And she says,
quote, It was nothing about her. It was all about her and, the chapter and, like, all the self-promoting of what she's done for the chapter. That was nothing about what she did and why she did it.
Yeah.
Because there's no explanation.
It says that I have waited in deference while others express their feelings, beliefs, confusions, and even conclusions, absent the full story. I am consistently committed to empowering marginalized voices and believe that many individuals have been heard in the last hours and days that would not otherwise have had a platform to weigh in this important discussion.
Yeah.
Additionally, I have always deferred to the state and national NAACP leadership and offer my sincere gratitude for their unwavering support of my leadership through this unexpected firestorm.
Mm-hmm.
There are many issues that face us now, such as police brutality, biased curriculum in schools, economic disenfranchisement, health inequities, and the lack of pro-justice political representation. The dialogue has unexpectedly shifted internationally to my personal identity in context of defining race and ethnicity. While challenging the construct of race is at the core of evaluating, I should say, evolving human consciousness, we cannot afford to lose sight of the five game changers, which is criminal justice and public safety, health and health care, education, economic sustainability, and voting rights and political representation that affect millions, often with a life or death outcome. The movement is larger than a moment in time or the single person's story. I hope that everyone offers their robust support of the Journey for Justice campaign that the NAACP launches today. I am delighted that so many organizations and individuals have supported and collaborated with the Spokane NAACP under my leadership to grow this branch. She can see that it is a separation of family and organizational outcomes is in the best interest of the NAACP. Complete allegiance to the cause of racial and social justice and the NAACP. Please know that I will never stop fighting for human rights and will do everything in my power to help and assist, whether it means stepping up or stepping down, because this is not about me. It's about justice. This is not about me quitting. This is a continuum. And that's pretty much what she put up on her Facebook page in her resignation.
In other words,
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, my question is, okay, you put your speech, you're looking for sympathy, you're already done, but what are you expecting out of this? What do you want? What is her hope for this? You're still going to continue to fight, but are you going to fight? Going to continue to fight as a black woman, or are you going to fight as a white woman? Are you going to just say, you know what, I'm not taking any race and I'm just a person? What is the whole point? Because there's a lot of lives damaged from the time she sat in that seat until today when she resigned. And there's still going to be a huge damage, a huge cleanup that needs to be done that is now going to set women, especially African-American women, back.
All right, well,
and
here's a bombshell. Hold on. Here's a bombshell. What happened? She didn't resign. Oh, they really let her go and just changed it around to make it look like she resigned. Do not be surprised if they really had to let her go because of what's going on. Has anyone thought about that?
That is true, but
I
want to talk about this letter that she wrote. Or, you know, the supposed resignation.
Mm-hmm.
She never apologized for lying. She just completely stepped over why this story even came about. And that is a problem for me because
why should she
nothing
apologize?
Worse than somebody not owning up to them doing something wrong.
That
and
is almost the insult in and of itself.
What did she do wrong?
She really thinks that there was an interview she did with her local news station, kind of like right after it happened, and she basically said she doesn't give two shits what white people think. She considers herself a black woman, and she will deal with the black community. That's what she said.
And that's her business. She's entitled to do that, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
What
did she do wrong overall?
What she did wrong?
She lied.
She was deceitful.
She
played
the
people's lives.
Did she really hurt us overall? Or she did hurt herself?
Look, yes, she did. Because look, she profited and capitalized off the black womanhood. You know how many stories and how many people want to tell their story as a black woman who can't, who don't.
because people like Rachel Dolezal take their place because our voices are limited, but we have this white woman passing as a black woman in blackface, taking our spot, taking our voice, who don't know shit. That's the issue. That's why it's a problem, and she needs to apologize for that. Like, no, she don't have nobody individually to apologize to, but yes, it's a greater population of black women who she needs to apologize to. She needs to address it, and all these stories of victimization and all this other stuff, like, she needs to realize you made that shit up, but that shit really happened. So you need to apologize to people that happens to.
You know, and I could, and mind if I say this, mind if I'm stepping for a few minute, ladies. True, she doesn't understand what black women go through day by day. I mean, black women are still fighting for many positions, and for her to go ahead and deceive people by saying, oh, that she is black, by identifying herself as a black woman, that was just a cheap shot. That was a very bad cheap shot. So, you know, she has to really apologize for doing that too. She really has to apologize. That's something to say that, yes, it was deceiving to come out as a black woman.
That's amazing. That's the only
okay.
thing.
Okay, so, K-Dog, I have to let you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I got more callers.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks
Francie,
a lot.
Thank you for calling, Francie, but I have to let you go. I got more callers.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Thank you so much. Until next time. Okay, I have Milton S. on the phone, and I have Max.
Yes, sir.
On the phone. Max?
Yeah, me.
Okay, I got Max, I got Milton S., I got Corinne. Hold on.
Yeah.
I got Corinne, I got Lexi, I got Max, and Milton S.
Well,
Max,
I called this one.
Like, we got a full table here.
Well, I just, you know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes of the show right now because I'm watching the Blackhawks game this quarter, so I'm watching the Blackhawks Stanley Cup. But I wanted to listen to the show. What exactly you guys are talking about?
Okay, so you know what? Let me turn it over to Milton X. I know Milton X. You have a lot to say, so go ahead.
Okay, when this Rachel woman, right, when she calls for herself black, she's insulting black men. She's insulting black women. She's insulting black children. And our ancestors by doing so. They just insulting rather call myself Asian or call myself, you know, white or call myself, let's just misrepresent myself in a way that I'm not. And it's highly insulting. And black people, we just can't let that slide. The problem is we let too many people up in our midst. We got to close ranks. She can't face the discrimination that we face. She got the complexion for the protection. So how dare her she go on here when she in 2002 she's so empowered for racial discrimination and they're gonna come out here and say she's black? Come on now. We should not let that go.
All right.
Hey, she's gonna be running a black organization anyway. How many black people want Asian organizations? A white organization. None. And like I said before, we can't guys stop put ourselves first. And we put all this racial nonsense to bed. We gotta take care of our own business and look
out for ourselves. So you might be upset about Rachel.
I'm offended. My son isn't insulting.
Okay, Matt.
All right. I see that this is about the woman that was in charge of the NAACP. And,
yeah, she resigned earlier today.
Yeah, she resigned, yeah. And then I did text you guys privately about that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I also text you about the show that I've been listening to from last night and from this morning at work, and I was listening to some just now, The Black Authority and Dr. Boyce Watkins and also Hidden Colors, Tariq Nashima. Tariq Nasheed, who's in charge of the Hidden Colors and the Black Movement of L.A., and a few other people out there, out of respect with Umar Johnson, they are highly furious. And I spoke with Milton privately about this, and basically it's insulting. The fact that just yesterday on your program, you guys have said this woman has some mental issues, probably has mental issues, that the majority of you guys, the callers, and the host of the show that said something's wrong. And I remember just a week ago, you guys were praising Bruce Jenner being brave and courageous for
Let me finish his statement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, go ahead.
You're shooting out fat. I'm not putting on names. I'm just saying the majority would think he's brave. She brave. They already honor her, calling her
the female Jenner.
It basically is a female imposing as a woman, and now you got this one pretending to be black.
Exactly, a female impersonator and a black impersonator.
It's the same insulting thing. You're not natural. Just like if someone say you're a woman, but you're not natural, you'll never have what a woman had. Stop it. It's insulting to all the beautiful women out there. You're not a natural woman. You'll never have the cycles. You'll never have the chance to be pregnant. You're not natural. This woman is supposed to be black. You're not naturally black. You wasn't born. You will never know the struggles we went through because you can remove all that in a second. We have it on us, period. It's permanently in on us. We share that same skin. We share the same struggle. It stays with us. She has a revolving door. She can escape. Just like Jenna, Bruce can escape.
Bruce,
he can say, all right, cut my hair, take the boobs out, and be back at Bruce Jenner and jerk off. Done deal. I can impregnate a woman anytime I want, and I'll go back. Just like it's been proven, females have impregnated women, so you're still a man.
Okay. We have a new caller on the line. Caller?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up, my cool people?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, here we go. All right, Susie, no fancy. Hey, guys, let's one person talk at a time, please.
Yes.
Go ahead, Susie.
I only caught, like, a little bit of the show, like, here and there, but I agree with someone that said that we should be upset over Dallas. Am I echoing here? It's uncomfortable. Yeah, we should be upset. We should be upset over the transracial and over, like, the transgender thing as a woman
I think you're getting the echo because the volume on the source that you're listening to is up.
Oh,
so if you turn that down, that'll probably help.
Hello?
Yeah. Much better.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, we should be upset. We should be upset. And we shouldn't take it too lightly because, if anything, like, these white people especially, like, they take our struggles and they turn it into a mockery. This whole thing is a mockery. It's not well-intentioned. They're just filling it a void. Like, for instance, Rachel Dolezal, she lied and said, she lied to gain sympathy from the public, okay? She lied stating that her family, especially her stepfather, who turned out to be her real father, who's white, she said that he used to whip them with, like, a belt. Like, not even a belt, with a whip to make it sound like slavery. And then, like, she grew up with, like, so much hatred. And I mean, over the top, extreme over the top lies, okay? This is the type of individual that the NAACP hired, okay, to lead the black community. This is the type of individual that was influencing the media to generate all this hate against white people this and white people that and the police is this and that. I mean, come on, if she's leading the black community, the black people with civil rights and stuff like that, I mean, or the anger of the black people in Dallas, it's all lies. Everything that she said is lies, misrepresenting everything. What everything that, you know, the right to struggle as a black, I mean, as an African-American, is just all lies, like everything. Being brainwashed with the role of me when it comes to slavery, there is great, I mean, prejudice. I'm not denying that. I experienced it, and I'm sure the next person experienced it. But she just, I don't know, like, what's that word? Just instigated it. Just instigated to a whole nother level. And if it would have been somebody that was just saying, maybe a black person or whatever, or somebody white and without all the lies, then it would have been okay. Like, it would have been all right. But from her especially, no. We should be upset, and not take it lightly. Like, she should, like, really say, like, she should issue an apology along with a resignation. Because that's no joke. And as with Bruce Jenner, especially I as a woman, yeah, it is offensive because he's taking it as, okay, it's a mockery, as a joke. He's just taking all the pretty parts on what it is to be a woman and just, okay, I feel pretty and I'm going to make money because I feel pretty and I have money and I could do, you know, whatever the hell I want. It's being a woman is not all about that. Being a woman is, okay, doing what you have to do, putting on a strong face, valuing your self-worth and being real about yourself and not parading, you know, and just lying and being fake. And so forth. It's just no. It's not acceptable.
Okay.
And the more I think about it, the more upset and whatever. And God forbid you say anything, you know, opposite because you're either prejudiced or you're prejudiced against the transgender, transracial. No, like I can't do that. I can go in public and say, okay, I'm white. Put on contact lens. Lighten my skin or whatever, because I'm going to be labeled as a sellout. And no matter how much I try or how educated or how I try to, like, erase my accent or whatever, no matter what, the community is always going to view me as a sick, no matter what. So if I can't white population the right to do whatever the hell they please?
Max, go ahead, Max.
Bottom line is, it's about power. Right now, Bruce is protected by the LGBT. That's his group. He's initiated. That's his new group. This woman is not protected. She is protected by the Caucasian, the dominant society. That is a dominant society. It's Caucasian. She is protected. But not as protected because she's an NAACP president, which is a society of minorities. She's outnumbered. She has to lead because we need a symbol to lead minorities to a better, prominent empowerment. She is not that person because she lied and she's a traitor.
Okay, so Lexi and Karen, what do you think about that, what Max just said?
It's a fact.
Can I go now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the comparison between Rachel Dolezal and Bruce Jenner is not comparison at all, first of all. The whole gender sex identity is, it can't be compared.
On the radio?
I can barely hear what she's saying.
Someone need to turn on the radio. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, hold on.
Yes.
So I'm just saying that there can't be comparison between Rachel Dolezal and Bruce Jenner. Like, I can see how people think that it can be compared, but it really can't. Because sex is biological. As a male or a female, you're born with one or more XY chromosome or whatever. There is no racial chromosome. It's not capable. So to sit there and think that you can compare the two is not, it can't compare, and it's actually insulting.
You're basing it on science. We're basing it on factual proof. You can be compared. They're doing the two same things. One, they both are natural, bottom line.
Was I done? I didn't know that.
They both made the decision to change size.
Chromosome is called melanin.
We're going by chromosomes. That's bogus. No, so I go by chromosomes. We go by decision. They made the decision to be who they're not, naturally.
Here's my thing though. Can you really sit up there and tell somebody that they don't feel
like a man or they don't feel like a woman. And that's my thing, like, with everybody who's right. against, like, gay and LGBT community.
All right.
Like, you can't sit up there and tell somebody that they don't have like, more estrogen than their male counterpart, or they don't have more testosterone than another woman. There are hormones and there are chromosomes that determine our gender and sex. Like, that's just what it is. And
all
I'm
right.
not sitting here, you know,
you
like, I
that.
Am.
So then,
instead of that, but in Bruce's case, he's not gay. He's still a heterosexual. Unless,
no,
you know, he comes out and says otherwise. What are you talking about? He has said that he's
not homosexual. He's not.
No.
He said it's
him.
He
likes women, he said.
He likes women.
He's
still conflicted. He doesn't know. So before you say that, investigate. Number two, my close dear friends, including the guys that you're talking to, know I've worked in that society group for 4.5 years. I was part of that group only by as a staff worker. I was involved. I dealt with them. I seen the trials and errors they went through. They're still undecided. They're not sure of things because it's a character flaw. They've gone through mental problems as well. I've seen it from the 90s. I had to work with that. So I'm basing my experience from working with them and communicating with them and being friends with them. But as a friend, I'm being
honest.
But
here's my thing as far as, like, Bruce Jenner and Rachel Dolezal. Bruce Jenner said, he came out and said, this is how I feel. I feel like I'm a woman. I do this. I do that. Before his whole transition, Rachel Dolezal went in disguise as a black woman. She did not tell any. She told her adopted brother, "Don't blow my cover." This was deception. That's the difference between Bruce Jenner and Rachel Dolezal. This was a thought out, methodical deception.
No,
way.
No. It's the same way I'm going to be a woman when they don't have the chromosome.
All right, Corinne, you said you can reiterate your point.
At the same time. Like, past many years ago, Bruce Jenner did tell his wives and his children, don't tell anyone that I'm dressing up in women's clothing. Don't tell anyone that
but
I feel like a
woman. But he told the
woman.
People that he would, but he told the people he loved. And that's the thing with Chris Jenner.
No,
that
but,
I don't
but it's the same thing.
She knew when she got with him that he was on hormones. She knew that he had a
B-cup right. Yeah, in that Rachel's family knew that she had this identity crisis, knew that they probably didn't even care to imagine that she would take it this far. So at the same time, they're both being deceptive to people.
It's not.
Plain
it's
and
not
simple.
Because
it is being
not,
deceptive. Because at the end of the day, this is a white woman saying
that
she
so
was a black
prophet,
man.
Did Bruce profit off of being a woman for the past 60 years that he was alive?
He's been dressing as a
woman.
No, he didn't. So he finally realized. I
Let's
can't
go
do it anymore. This is what
Let's
I'm
go
going
by.
To do.
You got some Google this, and it's well documented. A female could still pregnant and still have sex with a woman. They could still make love to a woman. Either way, they have a choice to remove it and go back. Just like she can remove it and go back. So I'm going by the same thing.
Can.
It's not natural, and it hurts people that are living that. It hurts a woman who lives through the trials and errors, just like it hurts a black man and woman who lives through the trials and errors. They can't make that decision to remove that. It's permanent.
And the whole thing about Rachel is, like I said earlier, her passion could have been there, but her psychosis took over. And that totally defeats the purpose that many women, that many people are trying to get in regards to bringing African Americans.
And it's that,
she
it's that particular lie that's going to kill
integrity.
Whatever progress that
exactly.
she may have
integrity
made over the time. Oh,
exactly.
Hold on,
just like Bruce Jenner, they want to give him the award. Quite honestly, he's not brave. If he was brave, he would have came out at the height of his career. He would have made a difference from there.
Plain
and simple.
That's a very good point, Corinne. I agree with the 100%. So, bottom line, guys, why is there a war going on with identity crisis? Because people are not comfortable with their bodies and their mind and their soul. They have to pretend to be someone else now. Is that a new thing going on?
None of this is new.
No, it's not new.
There's nothing
not
new.
New.
This has been going
new.
On for a very long
it's
time.
It's decades. Yeah. Yeah. Now there's a certain group that have that power to acknowledge and accept that.
Right. Basically, the LGBT community got that political and economic power to put
exactly.
their agenda.
I was there in the 90s when they wasn't that strong. I knew when they were struggling. I knew there was death threats there. That part of my job was to make sure they were protected, because that was my job. I remember the days when people would crash in there and nearly stab people to death. I lived it. I saw it. So now that people got bigger, now they're protected.
Okay, so we have K-Dog. He's back on the line. He got something to say. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Okay, first up, we're talking about Rachel Dolezal. I could give a rat's you-know-what about Caitlyn Jenner. So cut that damn conversation off, okay? We're talking about racial identity, not that gender crap, all right? Let's stick
Amen,
to the race.
K-Dog. Amen.
Let's stick to the race. That's
let's
it.
Cut the BS to the side.
That's it. Cut the BS,
like, no,
man. We're talking about
K-Dog.
Serious. No. I heard you talk. Let me finish. Who cares? So what? Okay, who cares about Caitlyn Jenner? No, but I don't care about Caitlyn Jenner. So why are you bringing up Caitlyn Jenner for? Why you bring up Caitlyn Jenner?
I think somebody needs to ring the bell and get back into your neutral corners.
Hold on, guys.
You're right. Okay. Let him write it.
All right, hold on. Let's relax for a minute. Let K-Dog say his point, then we go back to you, Max. But I'd like to hear you guys' point.
All right.
Go ahead, K-Dog.
The bottom line is this, is that Rachel Dolezal deceived everyone with trying to be black. Had she been keeping it real from the beginning, this would not be a conversation. You know, I mean, like I said, from the beginning, the NAACP was founded by both black and white. So the thing is, if you wish to volunteer to do the job for the NAACP, then do it. That's all you have to do. That's all there is. You know, that's all I have to say.
Go ahead, Matt.
You want to go first?
No. You go first, Matt.
Go ahead.
Seems to me, first of all, we need to put this who's BS to the side. We need to put this racial BS to the side because it's distracting us from the real situation
here. Yeah.
The real situation is this. We could go a bunch of black children were treated more disrespectfully than a bunch of murderous white thugs by a biker gang. That's the cold, hard reality here. Them thugs in Waco were treated with respect by them cops. Them black children in Payne and McKinney, Texas, were treated like an animal. And that's the bullshit that got to stop. Bottom line. And as a people, we got to organize ourselves and fight this foolishness. That's the way it is. We're getting sidetracked all this garbage. We ain't paying attention to the fact that ACOM put $600 million up for solar and energy in Africa. That's who we should be talking about, not just garbage. Who gives a damn about Bruce Jenner and that other white shit?
You
say
you don't give a damn.
That ain't out there.
I threw the Bruce Jenner in as a slingshot to say, all right, you start off with this by saying this is last week. You guys will say, all right, half. You guys are saying the bravery, the courage. And a few women said, no, he's not. So I say, all right, this falls exactly from, but everybody was all as a landslide. She's delusional. She's crazy. Okay, you cannot just like, all right, we're going to accept Bruce, but we're not going to accept her. It's the same bogus crap.
Okay,
it's
so Sean, what do you think about that?
We don't need fraud. It's insulting. We don't need that. Especially Milton and I were talking about that earlier. As far as Texas, I'm like, listen, bottom line is the gentleman lost his control, but then the judgment was also lost when there's a white individual filming the whole thing. He singles him out and goes all black. The only thing that was missing for him to say was, all you black kids get down except for one white kid. If he had added that on, it would have been more obvious that it was a racist act. But the action still said it was a racist act because he let the white kid still stood there, not putting his head down on the ground.
Sean?
Here's my thought process behind this. We have to be able to, one, pump the brakes and actually assess both situations and recognize that they are different in the way that they are approached. It is, there's nothing wrong with the Caitlyn Jenner situation as far as it being on its own, in its own conversation, in its own context. There's also nothing wrong with the Rachel Dolezal conversation in its own context. But the issue of trying to compare them as if they are the same, it makes no sense. Because then there is really nothing to accomplish in either argument, and then what you end up having is one is worse than the other, this one is more important than the other, and they're equally important in their own context. That's what the difference is. I think when you go in and you start looking at one side is more important to discuss than the other, or one is much more powerful than the other, if you look at either side is going to have their own opinion and their own struggles going through. And that in that context of each separate situation, they're important to a group of people that are going to talk about that within that group.
All right, Susie, what do you have to say?
What is it you're saying? No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm
listening. What do you think? Oh, you're listening. Oh, no. I'm trying to get everybody's final thoughts in, you know.
All right. So, okay. What?
No, overall, I understand what Matt is talking about. Like, we're giving credit to Bruce Jenner for blah, 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 blah. But, you know, once again, a white woman trying to be black, the whole world go crazy. Bottom line to both subjects, I don't give a damn about either or. Why are we focusing on this subject? Because the media is throwing this subject towards us. But once again, it's about race and gender, sex. And who's making money out of it? Not us. They are. So we're focusing on the negative part. As for Rachel, she want to be black, so be it. Because we accept Bruce being a woman, she want to be black, so be it. Yes, it might be offensive to you ladies, but guess what? That's her life. She won't suffer. We have our own lives. We will carry on. So,
well, here's another thing to think about, Hot Rod. There really is, when you talk about the Caitlyn Jenner instance, there is precedence of that happening before. There have been celebrities that have gone through a change to a different sex. That's happened before. Cher's daughter, Chastity, she transitioned. So there's precedence there. When we're talking about the Rachel Dolezal situation, this is setting a precedence. We've never had a situation of somebody identifying with themselves as a different race. But the difference is that there is a huge difference between sympathizing with a race and identifying with a race. And that's the issue.
Because people care about Bruce Jenner, because once again, his relationship with the Kardashians. When Sonny Bono, Cher Bono Child did it, okay, weepy, a woman become a man, but she look fat. Who cares? Let's be honest. Did we talk about it? No. Well, we talk about Kardashians because America is obsessed with about family with no talent. Once again, our priorities are really all screwed up. We worry about family. We don't give a damn about us. Yes?
Basically, it seems to me we need to stop paying attention to the fuckery and get down to the real situation as black people.
But at the same time, you're the one calling every week to talk about it also. So you're also paying attention. I address the topic that people want to talk about. Let me speak. I'm going to hang up on you right now, Milton. You got to hear me first. I am the host of the show, Milton. You want to hear my opinion? I will tell you my opinion. This is a show for the people. I'll let you guys speak your value because guess what? We all talk about Facebook. Let's talk about it in person. These are the topics people are talking about. So I'll try to address it for you guys. Me, I personally don't care. But I'm doing a show because we all want to talk about it. You were saying about this fuckery, but you were calling every week talking about it. You're the one getting upset about this.
This thing affects you more than me.
You call in. I don't give a damn about Bruce. You know that. I was calling because people are talking about it.
We've agreement on that.
Go have a drink, Milton. You need Jesus, too.
Anything else? We're going to go to the bar, then.
Go have some Hennessy White. Okay. Corinne, any final thoughts?
Just be comfortable in the skin you're in. Plain and simple. That's my final thought.
That actually sounds pretty good. That's sound advice for a lot of people.
Yeah. Susie?
Well, it should be an issue to an extent, and we should pay attention because, well, the more we ignore it, the more it's going to condition society as to where this is okay, where deception is okay, where the hatred, well, we're cocooned with this hatred, and we don't progress anywhere. We don't make any moves, no real moves. So, yeah, it is an issue, and it is an issue, and we have to address it in an educated, knowledgeable way, because all in all, what it comes down to, knowledge is power. Like, how are we going to, like, intervene with this and progress as a whole, as a community, and move forward so we could become majority tomorrow instead of the other way around? And that's my final thought.
All right, Milton S. Thank you. Milton S.
All I'd like to say is black first.
I'm on a radio show.
I understand.
Okay, man.
You calling me now?
Yeah, any final thoughts?
Well, like I said, the purpose of me calling was just to defend the fact that being unnatural is a new common thing now. And now the more it's going to be, the more frightening it's going to get. There's going to be more to come now. People just basically change everything and disregard how they come out. And it's frightening and it's sad. And I'm like, wow, where does it go? It's sad.
Boom. Very good point. Milton X, Max, Corinne, and Susie, thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah, another great show. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Sunday, we're going to talk about fatherhood. Next Sunday, we're going to talk about fatherhood. So be ready to talk about fatherhood.
Yeah, black person and fatherhood.
We're ready for it.
All right, guys, thank you.
Good night.
Boom. Boom. Sean, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I give you 2 minutes to say what's on your mind.
Well,
everybody off. The floor is all yours.
Okay. As we've just discussed, there are a lot of issues that go along in just everyday life. And the forum that we have is this show. And I am happy and proud of the fact that we both, along with Anitra B., we do a great job getting the people's voices to come in and call in and speak their mind. And in this country, we have that right. So from that sense, I am thoroughly thrilled and happy that we've been able to do this show for now going on, what, it's been 3 months since March? We've been doing this a little over 3 months. And the support from the people that call is welcome, it's appreciated, and we can't thank you enough for calling up and listening to the show. For those people that are loyal listeners, for people that just joined us for the first time, I personally, speaking for myself, thank you very, very much.
I need a drink. Some special cranberry juice.
Of course.
My final thought, before I go, I'd just like to recap a little bit about yesterday's story about Joyce Mitchell, the crazy lady that helped the prisoners out by giving them tools.
Yeah.
The main reason why she helped those guys, but she had a plot of killing her husband. She wanted the two guys to kill her husband that also worked at the facility as well. So as we discussed yesterday, it was all a big relationship problem from the get-go. So she's probably not happy with her relationship for whatever reason. So instead of getting divorced or being separated, she talked to two crazy guys and plotted to have her husband killed.
Sad.
Does that make sense?
I tell you, there are better ways to end relationships. I don't think that's the one you need to subscribe to.
Yes, and now she's going to jail, and she basically lost her freedom and her privilege and her marriage. Oh, well. Okay, and my final thought of the day, ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. You know, I wish we could, instead of people calling in, we could all have a, like a nice little panel with drinks, at somebody's apartment and discuss these things. Once again, the point of this show is anyone to value their opinion and their thoughts, which I respect to a certain degree, of course, but everybody has their different views on things. Me, overall, Sean, the rest of the guys, they know me very well. I'm cool, calm, relaxed most of the time. I don't give a damn. I just want to get drunk. Listen, let me just be honest with myself. I'm just a drunk. So, but I bring up the topics that young people want to talk about. If there's questions, relationship advice you want to know, feel free to ask us. And, you know, I will address them the best way I can. I'd like to thank Sean. He does his research on the topic. Anitra, well, she tried her best. And the reason why she's not here right now, she's getting something done with her mouth. At the dentist, Sean. Get your mind out of the gutter.
You know, I wasn't even going there. That's your cranberry juice talking.
But you know what? Like I said, this Sunday we're going to talk about fatherhood along with other topics. I am your host with the most, the King of Kings himself. I am the Hot Rod right here on The Absolute Truth with the one
yours
and only.
Truly, Sean Black.
Thank you all for listening. Please tune in again Sunday at 4 o'clock. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
Well, really, tonight is really about me because I did the show by myself. But
excuse me?
Who are you? All right, Sean, later.
Later.
Really, the show is really about me, not anybody else. Just to let you know, I'm the King of Kings, not them.